Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of a USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Sheila is with us. Dan in Texas. Dan in Texas, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Sheila.
Hi, good morning, both of you guys. I'm hoping you're both blessed.
Great. What's up?
About your ozone, what do you think about drinking ozone water and how much should I do per day?
You know, I'm not opposed to it by any means. I'm not sure it's worth the cost.
Okay. And I wanted to get an update on your moringa trees. I have two little seedlings that came in, and I transplanted them the other day, and just wanted to see how you guys, you're probably a year ahead of me.
Yeah, mine are about 3 feet, 3.5 feet tall.
You must have more sun than I do, Dr. Sheely. Mine are only about 2 feet tall.
Oh, interesting. They've been in my greenhouse.
How are you?
They just are in a little greenhouse.
Oh, that's why.
Okay.
Ours are in a window.
Yeah, probably about half as much sun, yeah.
And what would be the benefits?
Dr. Sheely, Dan would like to know the benefits.
The benefits? Well, there are no benefits if they get big enough that you can eat the leaves and the fruit.
So when these trees mature, Dr. Sheely, what are the benefits? I think that's what Dan is asking.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, a serving of moringa oleifera has more vitamins and minerals than any other known serving of food. It's got more vitamin C than an orange, more vitamin A than spinach, more magnesium than most other plants. It's just a broad spectrum, good, and a single serving has 5 grams of protein. So I'm not expecting to get enough. I'm not quite sure if mine will ever get to the point where I'm eating the leaves and that kind of thing, but it was just fun to do. I still do mine. My core super mix every day.
And you put part of the moringa in there?
Well, no. I buy it from the company. Core Super Mix Moringa is, you know, made by a company called Ziga, Z-I-J-A, okay. And that's what I've been taking for about a year.
You get it from your website?
Yes, it's on my website.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I think the last commercials that talked about people are working from home. It looked like it raised about 25% from whatever they said, 12 or 13%. But I'm thinking 100 years ago, how many people worked from home, and then 200 years ago, how many people worked from home. So I wonder, watching all the Walking Dead and Jericho and all these shows. In fact, I started watching the 2008 series for survivors, and how the world as we know it will never be the same. Your thoughts?
I have a sneaking suspicion that this is so politically contrived, it is purposefully never going to be the same again. And I don't know whether it's the left wing, the right wing, or both wings clapping that are causing the problem, but I believe it is
and from my perspective, Jericho was a series that ran for about a year and a half, and it was about some nuclear detonations throughout the country to take down the government. And what it focused on was the day-to-day lives of people in a rural town, what happened to them, and how the lack of commerce, the lack of goods and services, the lack of normality of the everyday hustle and bustle that people were used to changed instantly, how that impacted them. And I thought that was a great way to see how friends could turn against friends, how one town who used to compete in sports games with the other town, the neighboring town, you know, with high school type sports, how they became enemies and literally went to war over supplies and survival. I thought it was a great way to learn what that could be like. And I have to tell you that I have lost a lot of friends, former friends, over this corona panic, literally. People who I used to talk to every day, multiple times a day, won't talk to me anymore. People who I considered friends have abandoned me, literally have abandoned me, made my life miserable. And they will never become my friends again. I mean, there's no restoring that after these awful things that they've done to my family. Kurt Wilson and I came up with this term, these two terms, situational morality and situational ethics. And, you know, you can have an agreement with someone, and then things change. So, for example, in Jericho, these two towns got along really well until there were supplies that people needed, and they both needed the same supplies. And so they went to war. So that's, you know, the situation changed, ethics changed, friends no longer were friends, friends became enemies, like, instantly. And that's what happened to me. You know, that people declared war on me and my family, because their stupidity, their greed, put them in positions where they became desperate. And I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it up close firsthand. And there's no fixing it in my world. I mean, someone can't change their morality and ethics and then say, yeah, no, I was just kidding. No, it's okay now because things have gotten better. That's not going to happen in my world. Yeah. And I'm talking about people who were instructors.
One of my favorite statements, how it fixes is better than no breath at all.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that
yeah.
I
agree with that, Dr. Shealy, but
I'm just being facetious about
nonsense
of the word.
Dan, have you experienced anything like what you watched in Jericho or The Walking Dead? Now, when we talk about The Walking Dead, the series, obviously we're pulling out the zombies and that, but we are leaving in the omnipresent threat of lots of people who want what you have. Now, the zombies in The Walking Dead want what you have, meaning your body as nutrition. They want to eat you. Okay, so that's that omnipresent threat, 24/7. You know, you look out the window, you see him. You walk down the road, you see him. You look in outside the fence, you see him. And they want to get in, and they want to kill you, and they want to eat you. So you can call that the coronavirus. You can call that influenza. You can call that a pandemic. You can call it whatever you want. But the point is, it's omnipresent. And Survivors is kind of similar to that. And there's this omnipresent threat, and the world has changed. And how do you trust people whom you don't know when you look down your driveway and two guys or three or four or five or six are walking down your driveway toward your house? Are they your friends? Are they saying, hey, listen, we got this wagon of food and we're just, you know, distributing it up and down the road? Or do they want what you have? More likely than not, they want what you have, and more likely than not, they're dishonest. Have you seen, I guess you've taken away that from watching these three series that you mentioned. Is that right, Dan?
Yes. In fact, every once in a while, listening to you on Monday, I hear the word herd. And the other day when I was walking into the Chinese Chinese outlet factory, a.k.a. Walmart, I saw a herd of masks. And I thought, ooh, wouldn't that be interesting if season 11 had them walking in to a Chinese factory outlet with masks instead of just their normal zombie-looking self that they are on The Walking Dead. But I think the word herd has changed in my dictionary thought process after watching this and applying it to most of those people out there that most people perish because they lack knowledge and they reject knowledge from the Bible. And I just see a lot of these people, if they were just building up their immune system and not worrying about, oh, the mask is going to solve everything, they would probably not have to be so much in fear.
I totally agree with you.
So have you... Do you tend to agree with that watching Jericho, The Walking Dead, and Survivors series from 1975 and the 2000-era series was worth doing? Was it?
Yes, in the 2008 series, they took off Netflix about 2 months ago. I thought that was kind of ironic because it talks about a virus that came out, and I thought, well, I wonder why they're not going to take off the other one. But I ended up going through Amazon and buying the first season through Amazon. But it was interesting that they took it off of Netflix because it probably talks about virus and the plandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are a number of people who think that this is still a fraud and a hoax. I am still concerned about it. I am still keeping distance. But then again, I live on a farm, and we can do that very easily. We just do what we normally do, and we don't see very many people here. But I can tell you that it has absolutely damaged the supply chain. It has absolutely damaged meat production. It has damaged the price of almost everything, from oil to beef to pretty much everything. I put some things in my cart at Sam's Club to buy, and I've been unable to buy them. And then, I keep doing the same thing. I leave them in the cart, and I go to checkout, and then since there are no pickup times available, can't get them out of stock. But what they do is they increase and decrease the prices. So while it's in the cart, from one day to the next, the prices go up and down. Have you seen that, Dan?
I have not maybe through Amazon I've seen a few fluctuations, but I'm not on the Walmart one, Sam's Club.
Yeah, this would be Sam's Club. Sam's Club, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
And so I keep taking screenshots. Yeah, I've been a member of Sam's Club for, I think, it's got to be close to 27 years now. I keep taking screenshots every time that, I try to buy something. It says you can't get it, or out of stock, or no pickup times available. Not that I want to pick it up. I'm just saving all these screenshots to show Sam's Club that my membership is worthless, because I can put something in the cart, one item, and it'll say there are no pickup times available. Not that I want to pick it up. I'm just trying to prove to them through a history of all these screenshots that I'm going to print out, that maybe 20 of them, that exactly why do I have this now? Why do I pay for a subscription or a membership for something that I can't use? Now, I can use it to buy gasoline, except who's going anywhere? I don't need gasoline right now. And I haven't needed for... As a matter of fact, I've canceled most of the insurance. I've canceled most of the insurance on most of our...
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class back to Norman Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. Dan's with us in Texas. Dan, what are you seeing in Texas regarding the corona panic, which is my term for what society does while enduring the coronavirus? What have you seen in terms of supplies, traffic, normal routines, work, things like that? What are you seeing in your world?
I think people are definitely trying to keep their social distance. Today, they have it where you have to wear a mask when you're outside. So today's the first day on that in different counties. I think for the most part, people aren't, how should I say, pretending it's Black Friday at a Walmart, where they rush in to grab the toilet paper and grab as many. I haven't seen that yet, but living in other states prior to Texas, I would think maybe some of those communist states would probably, oh, did I say the word communist? I'm sorry. Democratic states would be a little more me. I think Texas is more of a, how should I say, more of a family state and more caring about your neighbor.
Have you seen more or less or the same police presence? And have you seen the police pulling people over more or less, you know, what we used to see on the highways and byways? How has that changed, or has it not?
That's a good question, because the Blue Plague, I think, have probably felt like if I pull someone over and they're coughing, what do I do? Hey, just don't speed. Don't do that again. I wonder what their thought process, because they got a family that they got to protect. I think for most of them, they're probably like, well, maybe if it's a minor altercation, maybe we'll just flash the lights and maybe go right next to them and have, you know, slow down kind of thing, instead of pulling them over and saying, hey, let's see if I can be more of the Blue Plague than normal.
That's what I used to see when I was younger. If the police were behind a vehicle, they'd fly up on them, track them for a little bit, flash the lights, let them know, hey, I saw you. And then the police car would just pull away, you know, not pull the person over. Just let them know, you know, they happened to be noticed speeding or whatever they were doing, but not you know, not pulling them over. And then that became really aggressive in the last few years where the police were pulling almost everybody over, you know, for revenue purposes. Dan, what are there any takeaways that you have gotten from this broadcast? Have you learned things that you've put into practice in your life? Or are we just repeating things that maybe you already knew?
I want to thank Dr. Bill Deagle, because I listened to him a lot, and I think it was a couple years ago during tax season that either you were on his show or vice versa, so that's how I found out about you. So I think if you probably weren't on his show, I might not have been. My eyes aren't wide open like they are now, and I do like listening to him because he has a lot of medical background too. I think from my backyard garden, you know, learning more about how to be more self-sufficient, you know, different things for looking at my future car that needs to be repaired. Boy, I got a lot of work to do as far as learning all that. Am I ready when the you know, when the lights go out, so to speak? I still have a lot to do, and I'd probably say 1% of 1% of the United States are ready for that. So I think over the last couple years listening, I mainly just listen on Mondays because I'm more into health. And I wish I, you know, spent all 5 days like I used to. I think the last 3 months I just listened to the Mondays. And just to kind of change the subject, if I were to in the future walk into one of those Chinese factory outlets and Dr. Hill Gates, or is it Bill Gates? I always mispronounce it. Sorry. If he has a mandatory injection for someone like myself, Dr. Sheely is, I think Dr. Bill mentioned something about First Nation, and I don't know much about it, but is there a way that I could, because I'm part of a certain entity or nation, that I don't have to get this future injection?
Actually, what he said,
that's a great
asking
question. Yes, there is. The only way I can see is to become a minister in a Native American
hold that
tribe.
Thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Dan, please stay with us. Great question.
Great question.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's denying reports that Health Secretary Alex Azar is on his way out of that job. On Twitter yesterday, the president called it fake news and said the media wants to create chaos and havoc in the minds of Americans, assuring followers that Azar is doing, quote, an excellent job. The reports had claimed the White House was planning to oust him because of criticism of the early response to the coronavirus outbreak. Treasury Secretary Secretary Steve Mnuchin is looking for the U.S. economy to rebound this summer.
I think as we begin to reopen the economy in May and June, you're going to see the economy really bounce back in July, August, September.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. In Georgia, with the virus slowing down, the governor is allowing restaurants to reopen their dining areas today as long as they adhere to many guidelines. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It appears Disney parks will stay closed for longer than originally planned. The LA Times is reporting that UBS, a Swiss bank, has informed its clients that Disney is likely going to stay closed until at least January 1st, 2021, before it reopens its North American parks. In the face of the pandemic, the social network has launched something new for members and non-members alike. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Facebook has introduced a new video call system that will allow users and non-users alike to take part in group video chats with up to 50 people. The social media company calls the new service Messenger Rooms. Users can create or join video chat rooms from their smartphones or desktops. Those who create a room can choose who can see it, who can join, and can lock a room to prevent others from joining. Facebook said it's also planning to add ways to create rooms in Instagram Direct, WhatsApp, and Portal. Also, users with the Messenger app can incorporate augmented reality effects such as 360 backgrounds, mood lighting, and bunny ear filters.
And it's National Prime Rib Day. Usually, organizers would encourage you to go out and enjoy that prime cut of beef at a restaurant, but with everything closed, they're now recommending you get it for takeout or make it yourself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Sheely's with us. Dan in Texas is with us. Dan, you had a question. I believe the question was, when we are faced with, you will take the Gates vaccine, the tracking vaccine for the coronavirus, what will you do? Is that part of the question? How do you resist it? Is that right? Okay. Dr. Sheely, your thoughts?
There is a federal law passed in the Clinton administration that exempts Native American, in fact, any sacrament of a major religion. So if you become a part of a major religion, and even, but it has to be a sacrament of the church. And the Namenha, of which I am a member, has such a sacrament that there is no circumstance under which any of us would take a vaccine. We believe in natural immunity.
So, Dr. Shilley, I as well am the Menha, and there are a number of us. What is the path through which one becomes the Menha?
Well, you ask for spiritual adoption. It's fairly simple. You just apply. I have nothing to do with, you know, with the application or approving it, but all you have to do is fill out a simple spiritual application.
I'm going to do a quick search and see if we can find that for you, Dan, on the Internet.
Nemenha.org.
Right. N-E-M-E-N-H-N-E-M-E-N-H-A-H. N-E-M-E-N-H-A-H .org. Nemenha.org. And let's see, there's some quick links right on the first page. It is the Medicine Wheel courses, natural remedies, healthcare, licensed practitioners, the Constitution, the Code, and let's see, I'm looking for resources and contact us. Okay, so you can click on the contact tab and pursue becoming the Menha.
Okay, so N is in Nancy. I'm sorry, I put M as in Mary for the first letter. Okay. I see it now.
N E M E N H A H .org. Chief Cloudpiler is the head of the Nemenha tribe.
Did you say Cloudpiler?
Or band of tribes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's kind of like in Chief Cloud. The United... Okay.
Yeah, Chief Cloudpiler, P-I-L-E-R.
Okay, because I think of the person that just, that Nancy Pelosi, she might be something else that is a B.S. Piler.
Dr. Shilley, would you like to share a little bit about who Chief Cloudpiler is?
Well, he is a great-grandson of Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce Indian, and it goes back, you know, several hundred years. And I happen to like basic Native spirituality. Nature is part of God's creation, and I think it's a more real to me, down to earth foundation than some of the other more organized churches. But I met him. He is actually a naturopath by training and experience, and I'm a great, well, fond friend of and actually the sort of keeper of the sacred vibration sacrament.
This is a great website. I'm going to take more time to look into this.
And according to my understanding, Dr. Shilley, that spiritual adoption is by invitation only.
You have to apply and then get invited, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you may want to consider doing this. Dr. Shilley, we at one time were looking at being recognized by a nation and having a treaty with that nation. What is the result of that?
Well, there's typical government nonsense. The Royal Maya have something like $6 billion in assets, but they're having trouble getting the American government to accept them.
Accept them as a nation, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so, therefore, are treaties being held up?
Of course. Over a year and a half held up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it looks like there's no rush to get anything done in the government now because, you know, a lot of government employees are at home watching Netflix, pretending they're working, clogging up the internet. Dan, is there anything else that any other questions you have for Dr. Norm Shuley?
No, that'll do it. Hey, thank you guys. Keep up the good work.
Okay, you're welcome. That's Dan in Texas. And I just wanted to say, class, for many of you, I've been unable to return phone calls. I am just clogged up with just trying to keep the farm afloat. We've got a caller on hold. I'm sure Jason will get to you. Just hang in there, and Jason will answer the phone. Just let it keep going. Dr. Shuley, there's a Virginia preacher, and he decided that God can heal anything. And so he went from Virginia down to New Orleans, and he was going to play music and, you know, preach and so forth. And he became infected, and now he can hardly move. He's not the first. He's not the second. He's one of many preachers who have decided that he was going to not self-quarantine. He was going to defy logic and go into the crowd, and now the guy can hardly move. This is just one more case, and in California over the weekend, the beaches opened up, and people were really close to each other, and I'm sure that, you know, many of them knew each other, but they were really close on the beach. Do you have any comments about that, Dr. Shuley? Is that flagrant disregard of others, or do you think the sunlight is the disinfectant and it'll be okay, or what are your thoughts about just people being under quarantine, told they can't go out, and then they're told, yeah, you can go out now, and then they race out? Do you think that that is a wise thing to do or unwise thing to do? Because it seems to me that sunlight is a good thing, but close contact is not a good thing. What are your thoughts?
Well, I agree. Close contact is not a good thing, and sunlight is a great thing, but I do think even outside, I wouldn't want to be in a crowd.
Okay. There's a guy in the White House. His name is Kevin Hassett, and he says, he's an economic advisor, and he says that second quarter gross domestic product will be the biggest negative number seen since the Great Depression. And he says that, you know, the government was expecting unemployment to be 16 to 17%. And now he's saying, well, you know, it looks like it could be the 20 to 30% range. I think he's on to something. We have said that way before he said it, you know, weeks and weeks before, maybe a month or two before he said it, that the numbers would be way higher. And it looks like that is the case. It's going to be very difficult to reopen all these businesses that have been temporarily shut down. It's very hard to come back from that. Dr. Shuley, so that means to me that we're looking at depression.
Yes.
Not only the second Great Depression.
I think 1932 will seem like a good year.
Yeah. I agree with that because we're looking at all kinds of shortfalls in the supply chain. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley. And by the way, Robert, I just want to let you know that I have a call screen in front of me, and I can see the calls that are ringing, and I can see the calls that have been automated, answered with the automated system. But when they're answered by the automated system, I can't tell who that person is and if they are on the line for USA Preparers or not. So I want to thank you for holding, and that's why I mentioned that I saw that there was a call, but I didn't know it was you. So thank you for holding, and you're on with Norm Shuley, Dr. Shuley.
Vincent, Dr. Shuley, good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to talk about the mask and stuff like that, but first I wanted to say, Vincent, to you especially, is that the baby-killing Satanist that spray the sky with aluminum, they do not want to save you from a virus. They just don't. And that's the situation we're in. They're going to try to put a vaccine in you because of all this. So they might release a real bioweapon at some point, But I believe this is a test run so they could figure out how to take down the economy is what it really is. Under Trump, we already had agriculture and the military, but under Trump, we're bringing back manufacturing, we're bringing back technology, and most importantly, energy independence was coming back to America. It was through fracking, which is, if I was in charge, wouldn't happen ever. But even so, the oil is flowing. And so I believe that the globalist cannot have a sovereign American nation able to resist world government. And this is an attack to destroy the American nation by way of economic collapse. I do think that's what this is. Coronavirus, it's been around forever. It's on the back of Lysol cans. It's a common cold. So when you go get a test, if you fought off the common cold in the last few years, you're going to have antibodies and exomes of a potential variant of the common cold, the coronavirus, in your system. So anybody who goes into a hospital and dies, they test him. They say, oh, he has corona antibodies. So he died of coronavirus. And then the hospital gets a huge check for each person who comes or dies of coronavirus. So I do believe, like Dr. Shealy said, it's contrived 90%. Could there be a novel coronavirus that is deadly? Absolutely. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But I think that the economic, the supply chain snapping is ultimately what's going to kill a lot of Americans and not some disease. And if they wanted to give us a disease, Vince, they just spray it from airplanes. They just cover us with it, which might happen. I don't know. But I don't think this is what the media, what CNN and Fox News and all these people, I just don't think it is what they're telling us it is, which there's nothing new there, right? The media's lying to us. But I did want to talk about masks and gloves, but okay.
When did the media not lie to us? Give me one example.
What, Robert, that, doctor.
Robert, I agree with everything you said. I really did. I do. And I said day one. In January, that the big part of this is not so much the virus as it is the panic that ensues from the virus and the supply chain breaking. It's exactly what I said, and I believe that's what you said. We'll be right back. Please hold on the line, Robert.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a quick message. I received a number of emails from Amit Singh, and he asked for John Reagan to come join us again. And I've talked to John Reagan over the weekend, and we're trying to make that happen on Friday. So, Amit Singh, you asked for it, and we're trying to make that happen. So it could happen this Friday. And, class, just one other announcement. Tyson Foods said that it's going to be killing 2 million chickens. They're going to kill them, not for food, but because of the lack of employees in their chicken processing plants. They also temporarily closed a beef processing plant in Washington State. At least 13 plants in total have closed across the United States for food processing. So this is as a direct result of the corona panic. The supply chain is broken. Robert?
Yes, Vince, I had a question for Dr. Shealy. I'm not a doctor, so I was wondering what he thought about wearing a mask all the time. That would impede natural respiration. It could change the amount of humidity in the lungs, stuff like that. And then, you know, we have the gloves and the Lysol, the alcohol on the hands, the hand washing. I was wondering what he thought about that, if that's detrimental to our health.
I don't wear a mask, and I'm at the office 4 days a week at least. And I'm not going to wear a mask in here. I would in the operating room, but not here. Now, I do use a lot of alcohol hand wiping. It's a lot quicker than soap and water.
Okay. I was just wondering about that. I thought maybe it could cause respiratory issues, in itself, wearing a mask all the time. If you're going to rip sheetrock off your basement walls, you're going to mow the yard or something, I understand. Or like you say, as a doctor, if you need to put on a mask, you do. But wearing one all the time, I see these employees, these poor people, they're all day in their job wearing this mask. And I'm wondering if that's going to cause health issues.
All right, let's take it to the next level, Robert. So Dr. Shealy, he's right on point with this, in my opinion. There are people who have had trouble getting masks. So what they do is they have one, and they use it, and then they put it away, and then they use it again.
That's the worst thing in the world. Once it's used, it should be thrown away if you can't sterilize it. And I don't know how you could really sterilize one at home.
And I think that's one of the things that you're talking about, Robert, as well, is just constantly humidifying that mask with germs and biologicals that you exhale. And then you give them the oxygen, and you give on contact on the masks that are living on the masks now. As you exhale, you're giving them everything they need to breed and multiply and reinfect you. I think that's one of the points that you were trying to make. Is that correct?
Yeah, Vincent, that is a good point. And yeah, if you touch the outside of your mask, and it's just the body works in the natural way that it does, and you start messing with that, even wearing gloves all the time. I mean, it might not seem like anything, but if you know, your skin respirates as well. And so you're blocking all of this, and it just seems like they could be causing an illness that way. And then, you go in to be treated, and they're like, oh, you got common cold coronavirus, you know, exomes, and so you must have the COVID. And it's like, you know, I really do think this is a theater. Now, it's worldwide. I mean, it's one of those things. I described the moon. I compared it to the moon landing at one point, Vincent. Everybody agrees on that. All the nations, you know, China's growing potatoes on the moon, right? So everyone agrees on that.
China's not growing potatoes on the moon. That's a great exaggeration. China has sprouted some potatoes. So are they growing them? Not really. Are they trying to grow them? Maybe. Okay. Would you agree with that, Robert?
I agree, Vince. And I think what sets above the nation states, the banker class, I think they're the ones that are able to coordinate such a worldwide deception where you do get all the nations working together. Because if you control the money and your nation state is a corporation, right? Corporations run on what? They run on money. So we fought a civil war over that, right? They took us from a constitutional republic to a corporation, and, you know, now everyone has to pay taxes to the government. And so, Vince, it's a crazy time to be alive, and I think there might be an opportunity here, though. If people can break that conditioning and see that they're being lied to, we might have a new world in front of us that could be so much better. And if not, well, you know, we're going to go under globalist rule, I think, and it's going to be mark of the beast time. You know, take your vaccine or you don't get to buy and sell.
Robert, I was thinking of a new product line for this time. What do you think about making baseball bats pre-covered with barbed wire? What do you think about that?
I don't know if there'd be much of a market for that, Vincent, but it would be fun.
Yeah, Lucille, we're talking about, and it would be the brand name would be Lucille. And I can see these things walking around, you know, after this subsides, after maybe 20 years, and we start to pull out of the economic collapse that this has put us in. And I'm talking about the corona panic. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us. Robert, thank you for your breath of fresh air. Yeah, gentlemen, thank you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.